from the friendly confines of the KentuckyCrazies.com studios, located in the heart of the Big Blue Planet.
Listen up.
It's time to talk all things Kentucky Crazy.
Listen up.
With your hosts, Mike Hicks and Aaron Newton. You people are crazy.
All right, Kentucky Crazies, we are back with podcast number 40 after a long hiatus. Tonight we're going to talk about the 24-17 win over Southern Miss, the pros and cons of the Wildcat formation, and early thoughts on Kentucky basketball. Here we go.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
Okay, this is Mike Hicks, the voice not built for radio. And alongside to my left is KY, Crazy Aaron. Aaron Newton, how you doing?
I'm here, great. How you doing?
We haven't done this, I believe, since...
the 1970s?
Yeah.
Somewhere around
Yeah, we were listening to 8-tracks and wearing...
Meatloaf.
Wearing Meatloaf?
No, listen, Meatloaf 8-track. We was probably wearing some Meatloaf, too.
I think it was at the end of last December, I believe it was the last time, so... things get busy, and here we are, happy to be back, and here we are after Labor Day. How was your summer?
It was great. Did some traveling, went to D.C., Baltimore, saw the monuments and statues, saw a couple ball games. It was a good time. Went to Ford's Theater, and, you know, saw all the sights in D.C.
What baseball stadiums did you go to?
This year we made it to the National Stadium, saw the Nationals and the Cubs. Then we went to Baltimore, saw the Orioles and the Rays. And earlier in the year, too, we went to Tampa, saw the Rays and the Yankees play. And then right before school started, I took my son up to Chicago, and we saw the Cubs and the Nationals play again. He's a big Cubs fan.
Now, I know you guys usually get some foul balls or some memorabilia. I know you got a pretty good collection going. Did you get anything from those?
Or? He did. He got a ball in the game at D.C. against the Nationals. It was during batting practice. That's his fifth one, I think, from a major league game. He's got a couple from some minor league games. But he's pretty lucky at that. He's a good-looking kid. I guess that's what draws their attention.
It runs in the family, right?
Yeah, he's got good hands, too. So.
Well, quickly on my summer, it was just work. I don't have the regular summer that a lot of people do, but...
Well, that's no fun.
I know, it's not fun. It's, I like what I do, but, you know, in the summer months, it gets a little overbearing, but do a lot of event coverage with the video company and, of course, weddings, and things stay really, really busy during the summer months, and around this time is when things usually get back to what I call normal crazy, you know, like normal busy. So I can kind of – that's why we can do these.
We need to take another trip to the Bahamas with the UK basketball team sometime.
That was fun.
If the Bahamas is still there, it may be gone. Ooh. After Irma comes through. But.
Yeah, that's something that it's getting ready to bear down.
Yes, yes, it is.
Category 5 is going to be scary. Hope everybody stays safe down in Florida. I know we got some Kentucky fans down there probably listening in right now.
It's one of the favorite beaches we've been to. And our little band, what was the band called? I can't remember what their name was, but it was a good time.
Bahama Cats. Well, so let's go to, of course, you know, you can call in on the Blue Phone, 859-780-2287. When you call in, just leave a comment or a question or tell us a UK story, whatever you want to do, and we'll feature you on a future podcast. And once again, that's 859-780-2287. Of course, on Twitter, I am at Kentucky Crazies, and Aaron is at KY Crazy Aaron.
That's me.
And so let's go ahead and go to the Blue Phone, and we've got a call. Let's listen in on that.
Yeah, Mike and Aaron, this is Wildcat Crazy Doug. I have a comment about the Southern Miss game, as far as the Wildcat option goes. If it's not working, if we don't have a plan B, then we might be in trouble. We can't just constantly try to run up the middle. Plan A is not working. You better have a plan B. What are your thoughts?
All right. That was Crazy Doug or Kentucky Crazy Doug. Thanks for the call on that. Brings up a good point. Of course, the Cats won 24-17 over Southern Mississippi in the first game. And, of course, always good to get a win out of the gate on the road. And the big discussion right now is how much the Wildcat formation was used. Now, if you've been listening to any of our podcasts, you know that I am football knowledge challenged, and I've come a long way, but I still need some help. So, Aaron, if you could talk to me and all those listeners out there that are challenged about the Wildcat formation before we talk about how we implement it, what is it?
Well, first off, did you watch the game Saturday?
No.
No, I didn't think so. It's still too early in the season for that, right?
I'm going to jump in.
The Wildcat, basically, I'm not sure when it started or where it actually started, but it's basically your offense without a quarterback under center or in the shotgun. The quarterback is either off the field completely or he's off in a wide receiver position. So the ball is snapped directly to your running back. Last year for us, it worked very well. We had Boom and Benny that had a lot of success with it. Of course, Boom made the decision to enter the draft this year, so he's not there. And I think we really missed Boom a lot. He has the big playmaking ability that we seem to lack in our first game. I think we'll find it eventually. First game, you know, we're trying to work a lot of things out. Plan A, Plan B. I listened to Stoops' call-in show the other night. I didn't listen very much of it, but I did hear Leach ask him specifically about the Wildcat and if it was going to continue and if we were going to use it as much. And basically, Stoops said yes. So, but his reasoning for why it did not work as well is because Snell was basically a little too anxious. He didn't – the Wildcat, you need to take your time and let things work out in front of you. A lot of times a guard or lineman will pull – But Snell is too quick to get to the hole before things develop. So hopefully in time and things are going to work its way out with that. And another thing is, which is a good point that he brought up, was that Southern Miss had all summer to prepare for the Wildcat. So going into the next games from now on, I mean, these teams are going to have, you know, a week at most to prepare for our Wildcat. No, so again, going back to last year, we had a lot of success with it, so I anticipate we will again.
So they knew our personnel that were going to run that. So let me get this straight: it's the ball goes to the running back.
The ball is snapped directly to the running back, who is in a shotgun position.
And what options does he have?
Well, it's already pre-planned. I assume what side of the line he's going to run to, but he needs to be a little more patient to let the blockers create lanes for him to attack. See, basically what was happening Saturday was he was a little too anxious to hit a hole, but there was no hole there because everything was still congested.
So it's kind of like the old M Network football game that you and I used to play as kids, where you had four blockers and you could go up, up, down, down, or up, down, down, down.
That's basically what it is.
And then they create a space for him to run through. It's kind of like that.
But he wasn't waiting for everybody to go up, 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 and he was just going down, 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 and all collision.
And then okay.
Good analogy there.
I understand a little bit more now. You have to bring it down to my level with the football knowledge.
So as far as what Crazy Doug was asking there, is there a plan B? I think going forward, we're still going to run the Wildcat, and it's going to be a big part of the offense. Last year, we had the arguments of we need to throw out of it. We need to do this or have some wrinkles off of it. We never really threw out of it, but we did have some reverses and things like that we played out of the Wildcat. And I'm going to say that's going to end up happening as well. But with Snell running the ball, we definitely want the ball in his hands most of the time.
What are some other observations that you have in general about the game on Saturday?
The quarterback position, it's, I mean, everybody's favorite player is always the backup quarterback. You know, it never fails. It could be Dan Marino, and the backup quarterback's going to be who they want in there. Johnson didn't have a great game. I love the kid. He's got the grit. You know, he saved our tails last year.
Well, he's the reason we had a good year last
exactly.
year.
Exactly. He saved us last year. My thing is Barker was a huge recruit. He supposedly has all this potential in the world. If he can play up to his potential, that's who we want in there. We're not seeing practice, so obviously he's not living up to that potential. So, as far as I'm concerned, Johnson's our best option right now. He doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, last year he had some fumble problems. He doesn't throw many interceptions. He takes care of the ball. You know, he had no turnovers Saturday. He threw for 166 yards, one touchdown, and he ran for a touchdown. He finally hit the tight end for three passes. That's something we sorely missed last year was our tight end, who's a stud of a receiver. That's the biggest thing. That and the offensive line was pretty poor.
Okay. Well, we play Eastern Kentucky at noon Eastern time on Saturday, and that is at Kroger Field.
Kroger Field, yes.
Now, do we get any money from Kroger's for saying that?
I think you can use your Kroger card and get off a hot dog at the stand.
Okay. Well, tell them Kentucky Crazy sent you to get those hot dogs.
So everybody knows that our special teams coach now, Hood, was a head coach at Eastern Kentucky. So I'm sure there's going to be some heartstrings being pulled for him playing his former team. But, it should be a game we should win easily, I would say. They played Western this past weekend and lost pretty handily. It's a good game leading into the SEC schedule.
Because right after that, we go to South Carolina.
South Carolina, who looked pretty good last week. Then after that, we have Florida. So it's bang-bang right off the bat.
Yeah, let's get these two wins and then see if we can maybe get one of those two right after that. Let's get both of them.
I do believe Stoops has the defense that he's been waiting for since he's been here. He's still pretty young. We played a lot of freshmen, but, man, we've got some good players. I talked to a neighbor of mine who we hope to have on here next week, Zane Bean. We're hoping he's a former player at UK, played there in 89 to 93. He is huge on, of course, he's an offensive player, but the Lynn Bowden, however he says his name, he only got two snaps. He made some waves by commenting on Twitter. But according to Zane, he's the best athlete he's ever seen at UK.
That's saying a lot right there.
He said he's a Randall Cobb type, but he said he's the best athlete he's ever seen.
So, yeah, we're hoping.
At UK, that is.
I'm glad you brought that up. We're hoping to get Zane to call in to get some real up close and personal insight on the team. He's able to attend some practices. And
he goes to practices. He plays golf with Stoops. He's still involved with the program. So he's already said he would call into the show. We just have to make our schedules fit.
Well, we appreciate him offering that up, and it's going to really give us some enlightenment. And it's going to help me learn a little bit more.
It probably helped me learn some too. You know, I played football in high school. I actually played against Zane in high school, so I mean, I know the basics of it. But Zane's, he's been on the upper level of professional football, so he's got more knowledge than me and you both wrapped together.
Absolutely, times 100. And then as David Letterman used to say, wake the kids, warm the microwaves. Tell your neighbors Zane Bean's coming. That's going to be
I heard him say that one night. Yeah. David, he did comment on that.
Yeah.
right before the Foo Fighters played.
Oh, let's go out with some Foo Fighters if we could do that without paying them money. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a little break unless you had anything else on the football side.
Our punting game, I almost have to comment on the punter because he did a phenomenal job. I mean, last year's punting was so bad. And he's an Australian, and he did a great job in that game. It really, you look at the punter to change the field position, basically. And he did a great job. I don't know how many he downed inside the 10, but it was he did a great job.
That's not a punter. That's a punter. All right. I know that was really stupid, but I had to do it. All right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little Kentucky basketball, see what we know about this year's team.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast. KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
We just got in a Kentucky-New York groove right there. We're back, and we are going to remind you of the 859-780-2287.
C-A-T-S.
Yes, that is the Blue Phone, 859-780-CATS. Give us a call on that, and we can put you on our podcast and answer your questions,
your comments. You can be famous like Crazy Doug.
That's correct. You want to be like Crazy Doug, and you be as crazy as him, be as wild as him. Call in, say whatever you want. We don't care. Tell us a story. We'll put it on there.
Well, we don't have to put it on there. It depends on what you say.
Yeah, well, we have, yeah, we reserve the right to to not put you on the air. So, I have to say, this basketball season coming up, it's the most unknown team that I have ever experienced as my UK fandom. Now, of course, under Coach Cal, we're always going to have a big batch of newbies. It's never been like this, where it is just a virtual overload or overhaul. And really, Wenyan Gabriel was the only guy that had any minutes at all, which were very minimal from the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha Killia Jones never saw the court. And we know who he is, but he never saw the court. And so this is unrehearsed and probably embarrassing for us to even do this on a Kentucky sports podcast. But let's see if we can name all the players on this year's basketball team.
Well, how are we going to know if we miss any?
Well, we're not, but it's going to be fun to see if we can come up with them. So I'm going to just name off a couple, two or three, and then I'm going to hand it over to you. So you got Diallo, who could have went possibly to the NBA.
Yeah,
and we spent, you know, 5 hours on Twitter that night waiting to see if he would or not.
Yeah, he'd take something.
That was entertainment right
it
there
was.
In the middle of summer. It's like that was Kentucky crazy.
You don't get that at IU.
Hell no. No, you don't. You don't get that anywhere.
No.
So, all right. Diallo, now your turn.
Brad Calipari.
Okay. How about Nick Richards?
Well, you've already said Jones and Gabriel, so maybe we can just skip past them. How about Johnny David?
So you're taking the easy ones right there.
Well, easy for some, but okay. There's guys that didn't play last year.
P.J. Washington.
P.J. Washington. All right, I'll go Quade Green.
I'm going to go Jared Vanderbilt.
The Shai Alexander.
Jamal Barker.
Oh, my goodness. Where am I at now? man. Kevin Knox.
Ooh, he's probably the best player on the team.
Yeah, and I always forget about him because we didn't expect to have him.
We did, yeah. And by the way,
we were supposed to have Bamba.
Everybody that's been complaining about Duke, don't forget, he picked Kentucky over Duke.
Yes, he did.
And we've lost a couple of top ones to Duke here lately that we're not used to losing. But we still get them.
I think you're stalling because you don't know another player.
Well, you see, you said Kevin Knox. Now, let's see. We said.
Oh, I know one.
Gabriel.
I got one.
All right, go.
Ty Winyard.
Oh, Ty Winyard.
Forget the big New Zealander.
Man. Now we had we were obviously missing a couple.
We have another Canadian. Which one was that?
That was the Alexander kid.
Is that Alexander?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's Canadian via Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, Michael, be playing the Jeopardy music behind this.
We don't deserve to sit in front of these
we
mics.
We don't deserve it. But that just goes to show you.
Jamal Mashburn.
Yeah. Tyler Ulis is coming back for another year. You know, what I know about this team is we've got about seven or eight guys that are the same kind of player, same types of player. They're long, they're athletic, They're interchangeable in the way Cal likes to play defense.
They're good.
They can guard the one. They can guard the five. Well, they're good, obviously. But they're all kind of similar build, similar framework, similar size and height and all that. So it's going to be an unbelievable, it's going to be crazy to watch how Cal develops them into the starting five, the rotation. Every year is like that with all these new teams. But this year is completely different. And it's
We got them all but one. Pulliam.
Okay. We got them all but him?
Yeah, all but him. So we deserve to sit here then.
Okay, we do. I pat ourselves
on the back.
I'll take that back. Yeah, okay.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you. Good job, Aaron. this is another point I was wanting to talk about, which was one guy that I want everybody to look out for is Nick Richards. And I want to give myself a little bit of credit on this. Again, we're getting ourselves credit a lot tonight.
Somebody has to.
Yeah. With a voice not built for radio. Diallo, of course, we know is going to be really good coming in, but we don't know much about these other kids. And when we watched the All-Star games, he wasn't as high-rated as Knox and a couple of these kids we didn't get that went to Duke, et cetera. But I was like, wait a minute. He didn't have that number beside him that sports writers gave him. But when I watched him play with the best of the best, I was like, I'm glad we're getting this kid. And so I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. There's a lot of talk about P.J. Washington, these other guys, all good, all awesome. But to back up my point, Kevin Durant watched these guys play, and he pointed out specifically Diallo and Nick Richards as two guys that he, in his opinion, were ready to go. And Durant's manager actually compared Richards to Durant. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. The only holdup I have on this team is the point guard Green, because I don't believe he is the elite that we've had in the past.
Don't tell him that.
I hope he convinces me. But that's my only worry, and that really he's the only true point guard that we have. Now, I know Cal's going to play a lot of odd matchups, and there's times we're going to be just a humongous team. You know, we could play Diallo at the point, and, you know, he's got a lot of matchups.
Is Diallo 6'7"?
He's somewhere around. He's taller than I am.
And I know his wingspan is over 7 feet.
And one thing that a lot of people might forget, I doubt many do, but, he was with the program last year. And I believe that is going to be huge coming into our season, because he's, you know, even though he wasn't on the court, he was in practice playing against, you know, the best players in the world, as McFarland Knox are at Kentucky, day in and day out. So he knows what it's like to be on the road at these games. And I think his experience just doing that is going to be big.
You're right. I think that's going to be, like, just from a leadership, he's been on the road with them. He's done the things that the other kids haven't. So having him in the mix is going to be nice. And all indications are, Wenyen Gabriel has just, improved so much.
I've seen pictures of him, and he's put on a lot of muscle.
He doesn't look like the same person.
No, he doesn't.
I saw him do an interview. We raised over $1 million for the Hurricane Harvey. Had the telethon over the weekend. Was it two weekends ago? Or last weekend?
I believe just last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend. And I saw him interviewed, and he's such a stand-up kid, well-spoken. The kind of kids that Cal brings in, over and over and over, I think Cal just, he knows the kids, that belong here.
Well, he gets the kids here so he can just roll the ball out on the court and he doesn't have to coach.
Yeah, because he can't coach worth a damn.
Yeah, he can't.
All right, anything else on basketball before we take another quick break?
I'm ready for it, basically.
Yeah, I want to see some early practice reports so we can talk a little more about that.
It's just a little more than a month away.
Midnight Madness is just a little over a month away on Sammy Hagar's birthday, 10-13.
10-13.
That's right.
Red Rocker.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast. KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
Okay, well, podcast 40 is just about done. Thank you guys, if you're still listening, all that. Thank you all for listening. And I wanted to end this show to talk about a couple of charity organizations that I've recently done some work with and continue to. Bad word on the show usually is the word patino, but in this case, it's something that is a good thing. The Daniel Patino Shelter is located in Owensboro, Kentucky. Their website is patinoshelter.org, and I recently did a promo video for them to help raise money for the homeless. And I tell you, it's a humbling experience when you start seeing, you take everything for granted. You know, you've got your house, you got your car, you just do what you do, and then you forget. People don't have stuff. People don't have a home for the weekend. They don't have a home for the week, etc. So anyway, the video is out there, but more importantly, if you want to donate, go to their website, patinoshelter.org, to donate for the homeless. And of course, the shelter is named after Patino's son that died in a bus accident, I believe it was. But anyway, that's something that is a good thing. That's where the word Patino works. And the other thing I want to talk about is the St. Joseph Peace Mission, and that is at stjosephpeacemission.com. You can Google that as well. You can find on there where to donate. And what they do is they help homeless children, young boys and girls that don't have a place to stay, food, clothes on their back. And they do a lot of good work. And 10% of our Crazy Cat Lady, which is our biggest product, goes to the St. Joseph Peace Mission. So we put the link below this video on Facebook. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then make sure you do follow us on Facebook, and you can follow the link right below the video. I'll put it in the comment section. And Teespring is set up to where it's kind of difficult to tell you what site to go to, but if you just want to follow us on Facebook, we'll get you there. We also do promos occasionally to push that merch, and just know that if you're wanting to buy the Crazy Cat Lady products, they're fun to have. Everybody loves them, biggest sellers. You're also helping out when you make those purchases. Just want to get that out there. And Aaron, did you have anything you wanted to say before we get out of here?
My grandson, Caden, has been asking for a while when we were going to do another podcast. So I just want to say, Caden, here it is. This was I'll dedicate this one to you. Tell all your friends and your teachers and whoever else you want to tell.
And Brian Lashbrook, if you're listening, thank you. I ran into you tonight at Office Depot. And mention this. Hope you're listening. Hope you enjoyed. We're going to keep doing these.
And as we're speaking, confetti is going off. Can't see it because we're in the studio, but it's kind of falling everywhere.
First show of the year, podcast 40. Let's get this going. And let's beat Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. Aaron, it was a pleasure as always.
Yeah, look forward to doing it again. Hopefully we'll have, like I said, Zane Bean in the studio next week.
Let's do it. Go Cats! Until the next time, stay crazy, Kentucky.
Follow us on Twitter at Kentucky Crazies. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KentuckyCrazies. KentuckyCrazies.com.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.